Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg, co-host Green Diva Lisa, and sidekick Green Dude Scott share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Doing my little Elvis thing. Anybody get that? Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show on this beautiful snowy morning.
Good morning. This is Green Diva Lisa.
And we have a guest Green Dude sitting in today for Green Dude Scott. Green Dude Paul Miller.
That's me. Yay. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Beautiful day to come out and be on the radio.
A little bit of an adventure, huh?
Means everyone's at home listening.
Got your snowshoes on? Did you like snowshoe over here?
No. Had to bring the hybrid.
Oh, no.
How did it do in the snow?
Does just fine.
Excellent.
You're driving the Prius hybrid?
A Camry.
Yes, oh, fancy pants.
Oh, yes.
All right.
The wife lets me drive it every once in a while.
Well,
I practically snowshoed down the driveway when you guys came to pick me up. I love the Winter Wonderland thing from...
Well, Lisa, we almost ran her over because she's wearing this giant white down coat and she has white boots and this, you know, kind of neutral colored hat. I'm like, is that my sister or a little snow... You know, cloud.
Snow bunny.
Oh, I'm Snow just, bunny. I'm, you know, it's been hard for me to be up here in the winter weather from Austin, but now that it's snowing,
isn't
it
nice?
It's great.
I love it. I do. I like snow. I'm sorry, I do. Anyway, so welcome to the show. It's going to be the three of us today. We have a lot of fun and a lot to talk to Paul about what's going on. Paul is the coordinator of the Town of Morristown's Office of Sustainability. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Wow.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Impressed.
Yes.
You know,
good.
I had that written down, right? Yeah,
I'm
it helped.
Did, yes.
But, you know, he is like the center of all cool green stuff going on in Morristown. And it's really fun to work with him and get more involved in what's going on here. So he's going to kind of update us.
Yeah. I had so much fun when we got together the other day hearing all of the things that are going on. Every time I walk away from visiting with Paul, I feel all inspired. And
It is energizing, isn't it? We sat with Paul for maybe 2 hours, and it could have gone on for like four.
Yeah.
So we're going to be meeting with Paul more often because it's
so much
fun.
Well, you're right next door here. And yes, there's a lot going on in Morristown. And we're fortunate to have such a wonderful community so deeply invested in the future and sustainability.
I know. So now I want to invite callers to call in and chat with us. You know, we don't really have any real intense specific topics. We're going to talk a lot about what's going on locally and in our community here in Morristown and Morristown area. But we do have a Sleeping Naked is Green today is going to be about no new plastic. So you can talk to us about that. But in the meantime, the number here is 973-267-9687, and we'd love to hear from you. Anything about what's you got questions about green living around here, or ideas that you want to share, or you know, you just want to heckle
us. Speaking of ideas that I want to share, I want to mention the European Wax Center in Denville.
Oh, yeah, one of our great sponsors.
And share their phone number because if you call over there, you can make an appointment for a free treatment. If you haven't been there before, they really want to bring you in and show you their all-natural products. They use this beeswax that is different from the honey wax at other centers, and it's wonderful.
And it doesn't hurt too bad.
And it's a much lower carbon footprint than having to go to Europe to get this treatment.
Exactly.
That's great. I like that.
Their phone number is 973-933-4005, and it's Denville, New Jersey.
Don't forget to mention that the Green Diva sent you to get free product because they have some nice products.
That's right. They're going to have a drawing from our basket.
You know what? We didn't set Paul up with the Velcro because usually Green Dude Scott does a little Velcro ripping in the background.
Just to, you know.
He has the...
For the wax thing.
For the wax.
Oh, ouch.
Right?
Yes.
Though it's not like that. It's not. We're just teasing.
That's the European method. It's pain-free and...
Denville. No, listen, I'm like wuss number one over here, and I, you know, it's like very skeptical and nervous.
Well, it really is not just it's not really just about hair removal. They really reveal wonderful skin after they've used the products that they use. So
awesome. Now we're also going to do the eco-friendly printer Know Your Green quiz. This week's question was, what sector contributes the most to greenhouse gas emissions? Transportation, agriculture, electric power, or industry. And
I probably don't get to answer since they're right in front of me here, huh?
I think that would be like cheating.
Yeah.
Even though you can't
win anything, but
no, that's
others
good.
Can win.
That'll
and
teach me to stay
we'll have
home.
A drawing, and there'll be a $50 gift certificate.
Well, the eco-friendly printer.
Yeah, you
great
know
stuff.
Greg.
Oh, he knows it all.
I know.
I wouldn't want him quizzing me.
Well, he is quizzing you here.
I guess he is.
Paul, as our guest, will be picking a random
name. Are we doing that now?
No, we'll explain that later. We're going to do it later, but Paul, we're going to
let the excitement build.
Give him the
so
honor.
We will have a drawing.
And if you have any questions about eco-friendly printing, he loves to hear from you. And we'll have our number on our website, which you can check out at thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com.
I love how she works in our shameless plugs. She does it so seamlessly, man. She's good.
It ain't shameless. And the other thing we want you to do is check out our Facebook.
Well, and by the way, the eco-friendly printer Know Your Green quiz lives on our Facebook page. So you have to go there to play. And our Facebook page is either just search Green Divas Radio Show or it's facebook.com/Green Divas.
And if you go on our Facebook page and you like us, then you'll be in a drawing and mention G2 Organics. You'll be in the drawing for a G2 Organics gift basket.
Yeah, you have to like us and mention on our page G2 Organics, and you too will be eligible. And we have a whole mess of people chiming in for that.
Very likable crowd here. Very likable.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like click yes. like, click yes. like. Thumbs like up, them. Thumbs up. I know. Click
we like. Love them, but all we can do is like them on Facebook. So.
That's right. Yeah. Like a lot.
Like a lot. What else are we going to talk about? Well, you know, pretty soon, I think maybe in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have the grassroots folks from the Daily Record in.
Terrific.
And we're going to start working with them on sharing some, you know, I'm going to be doing a little writing for them weekly, and they're going to be doing a segment on the show weekly.
Well, they're terrific partners, and I guess we should specify, because Grassroots is still building a relatively new product of the Daily Record newspaper.
Yeah, yeah.
Runs on Thursdays. So make sure you get out to the newsstands on Thursdays. Just great stories.
Although, what was yesterday? Thursday, right?
Yes, duh. It was. No, 2 days ago was Thursday. Today's Saturday.
Okay, I don't know what day it is. But
just so you know.
No,
I'm just saying.
We've lost track of time.
No, because yesterday, the Grassroots section was on the cover of the Daily Record.
It always
it wasn't Thursday.
Oh, interesting.
And it was on the cover, like major. It was like the main
about
story
that?
On the, you know, the front
well,
page.
Well, I think, you know.
Above the fold.
There's all kinds of news. Some of it's not so much fun to read. And the grassroots stuff, it's all good stuff. You know, well, they're informative about some things that we need to know about that, you know, maybe isn't such great news. But so much of the news is inspiring and it gives you something.
I like those I Believe essays.
Yes, those are really nicely done.
Have you wrote one?
I have not. I have. We do have a Morristown oriented section coming up in Grassroots in the next few weeks.
And, oh, good.
And a
You'll
number
be part of
us
that.
Have submitted pieces for that.
Nice.
But they've become, you know, Daily Record's always been a great contributor to the community. And I know the Green Divas here were guests at our inaugural Sunday Supper series back in October.
Oh, yeah.
Now that was some good food.
Yeah, that was really great.
Yum.
And we might get to talk about food and some things later on in the show.
Yeah, we are going to do that. And I was going to say something really important.
Well, I'm going to talk about, a little bit later, I'm going to talk about things you can do while you're in these winter months, things that repurposing or projects, things you can do while you're inside.
Oh, like when you're trapped inside on a snowy day?
Exactly.
Well, not trapped. I actually kind of like it.
Yeah, it's just a different rhythm. You know, you're inside, you might want to coordinate.
Did you make those mittens yet?
No, I don't, you know, because I'm from out of town, I don't have my old sweaters here, so I'm asking everybody, I need an old sweater to make myself some mittens.
Well, your birthday's coming.
Oh, good, I can get an old sweater for my birthday, woohoo! No, I'm looking forward to that, and I have some other projects that I'd love to share.
Oh, good. But there was something back, I was going to go back to the Daily Record Grassroots section. One of the things that I like that they do that we don't do as much because we don't have the capacity, but they do some really good journalistic research on some of the topics around here that are they're relevant everywhere, but they're very specific to our highlands or you know, whatever.
Well, Megan Van Dyke, the editor, is so well-versed and committed and really comes at all of these stories from a deep inquiry and wanting to better understand herself. And it shows in the writing that comes out in the stories. And you can, as we said, grab the paper on Thursdays to get the most recent versions, and then online they tend to release them about a week afterwards.
Yeah, right.
And I know they've just released last week's story about the Interfaith Food Pantry and the new great facilities they've built out at the Central Park of Morris County, the old Greystone Hospital grounds, a new solar-powered warehouse, and just wonderful facilities so that the Interfaith Food Pantry can continue to serve those in need and offer even some fresh foods, as they'll have some land over time there that they can garden right on site. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Nice.
And their carbon footprint, they're reducing the carbon footprint from their past.
Yeah, reduce those food miles traveled, and it's a great organization. There's a lot, as we've said, a lot of wonderful things going on in the county and all around the country and hopefully the world, because it's going to take a collective effort.
It does ripple out. See, I really think it does start at home. And then it ripples out, right?
Exactly. Well, I do want to shout out, if Megan's listening, she's getting ready for a wedding, I believe. She's getting married.
Not me.
Not Megan. No, no.
Yeah. Another one?
Megan.
Did you just get
Green
married?
Our Green Diva Meg. Megan recently got married on New Year's Eve. But no, Megan Van Dyke from The Daily Record is getting married, and that's why she's out of the office right now. So
there's a lucky guy out there somewhere.
She's great. Yeah.
She's great. And James Floxenauer, try and say that one three times.
Yeah.
Actually, saying it's easier than spelling it.
I know.
That's true.
James
I know.
Has done a great job in helping the Daily Record navigate these really, really tough times in
the
publishing industry.
And he has, he's so upbeat. You'd think the guy'd be beaten to the ground from all of the hammering that all newspapers are taking. But,
and yet they come up with innovation like the grassroots section to make themselves relevant and serve a greater purpose.
I just he's very, his personality is so buoyant and fun and, I appreciate that he's...
And we're going to have him in the studio at some point as well, so I look forward to that.
God, we're totally sucking up, aren't we?
Yeah, we should really move on. What's more exciting than listening to the radio about newspapers?
Right? So we have a couple of minutes. Paul, why don't you touch on, something that's going on in Morristown that we need to know about?
Well, we made reference earlier to the meeting we had earlier in the week, and maybe we can talk a little bit about the Earth Day Experience, as it's now being called, coming up on April 22nd. Yes.
That's the answer that I wanted to hear. That's a great, great title.
The Earth Day Experience. Is that like the Jimi Hendrix experience?
Well, we're going to let people make of it what they want. And what was great is we were stuck. What's the word? Extravaganza didn't fit.
No. Yeah.
And so we have to give a shout out to Zoe Marcus,
a
fifth grader who came up with that name for us.
You rock, Zoe.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're very, very excited.
Wow,
and so April 22nd, it's a Sunday this year. That's the actual Earth Day anniversary. What would we be going for now? 42nd anniversary of Earth Day, I guess?
God, that makes me feel old.
Yeah, I know. We were around for the first one, weren't we?
No, I was 29. I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, I am 29.
You were 29 for the first Earth Day? Let's do the math.
Then I'd be really old.
So,
school, I think, at the time.
We're really excited to have folks join us in Morristown for what will be a full day of really interesting components to an Earth Day experience, as we're calling it. I've been given permission to use the solar and geothermal-powered parking garage in Morristown.
That is so cool.
That's attached to New Jersey's greenest building, the 14 Maple Avenue office building that was built and owned by the Morristown Parking Authority.
Yeah.
Many people know of the building as the home of the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, has...
And isn't the Seeing Eye, folks?
The Seeing Eye has its downtown office in there, a number of other nonprofits, but the building itself is spectacular. We're hoping that people will take some tours of the building. It's very experiential.
Is it all commercial or is there any residential?
It is a commercial office building, but they're all nonprofits that occupy.
So we don't qualify. I mean, we're nonprofit, but not technically.
Social
and
entrepreneurs.
So for the day, we're going to use the garage to, you know, host music and arts and food.
It's literally going to be like a rockin'
event. A town-wide garage sale. The Green Divas assisting us with the Sustainable Living Showcase, an expo of all things green and sustainable. We'll have the Daily Record, as we mentioned, and Grassroots working with us to host a hybrid and electric car show.
Woo-hoo.
So lots of really cool stuff. And for folks that are interested in getting involved, either as volunteers or programmers or sponsors, we love sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
You can reach out to us through our sustainablemorristown.org website.
And we'll have that on our website. And all this is going to be on the Green Divas website from the show today. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to sleep naked and be green.
Good morning.
What the heck happened to you last night?
Oh, it's just my old mattress. You know, I want one of those memory foam mattresses, but they're so toxic. I really can't go there.
You have to try Essentia. They're the only company making outrageously comfortable, all-natural foam mattresses. You know, like Tempur-Pedic, but healthier.
Really? Essentia?
Really. And I hear they're giving away $300 with the purchase of any mattress if you mention the Green Divas radio show. Find a store near you at myessentia.com.
Our friend Greg, the eco-friendly printer, is doing a new weekly Know Your Green quiz with the Green Divas.
He's got some great prizes from folks like Zipcar, Green Apple Cleaners, and TechSurf to give away every week.
Every Saturday on the radio, we'll announce the previous week's winners and the next week's quiz. You can get all the details on thegreendivas.com.
And even if you don't win, you might just learn something.
Meanwhile, please visit ecofriendlyprinter.com to find out what printing green really means.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
All right. Welcome back to the Green Divas radio show. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa.
And guest Green Dude Paul.
Good job.
I did it.
Yay. Yeah, so often I look at our guests and they just look back at me like, what? I don't know.
Was I supposed to change my name to Scott?
There's all right. Only one Scott. There's only one Green Dude Scott.
You know what it's time for.
Sleeping naked is green. At least Vanessa Farquharson, who wrote the book, thought so. Using her hilarious book, we will explore and expand on some of the 366 journal entries where she shares her year-long journey of trying new ways of being green on a daily basis. This segment is brought to you by Essentia, the only natural memory foam mattress in the world. MyEssentia.com. And of course, the Green Divas radio show.
All right. We got to dive right into this because there's a lot to this topic.
You go, girl, because there is a lot.
I know. Well, we picked one of her topics for January. That's Vanessa Farquharson. Was no new plastic. And of course, that rang a bell for me because I did the plastic-free February test that Rodale, you know, charged a bunch of bloggers with last year. Anyway, we all know
how hard that was.
Well, and I went into it really blindly, naively, thinking I can do this. I don't use a lot of plastic.
Surprise!
Anyway, yeah. So, you know, here's a couple of things you should know about plastic. According to Susan Frankel, the author of Plastic: A Toxic Love Story, the world consumes over 600 billion pounds of plastic annually. I really have a hard time figuring out.
It's a lot of zeros.
It's a lot of zeros. And it does not biodegrade for hundreds of years. So that's, you know, our landfills are just growing mountains of plastic.
If only it were in landfills alone.
Yeah, right.
As we'll learn.
According to the United States International Trade Commission, in 2008, U.S. consumption of imported and domestically produced polyethylene retail carrier bags, that's, you know, okay, that's a little plastic bag in the grocery store, folks, was reported to be...
You got that one, Megan?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, over 102 billion, over 102 billion plastic bags.
I love the source. That's from bagmonster.com.
I know, don't you? Bag Monster is, you know, the Andrew Keller from Chico Bags. He's really great.
He's great, yeah.
He's a great advocate for understanding what these little plastic... Well, you know, don't you like driving and you look up in a tree and there's like a plastic bag and it stays there for months and months and months.
Or years and hundreds of years, thank you.
God. So then, of course, as we referenced briefly, have you heard of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch? which, of course, is also known as the Pacific Trash Vortex.
Much more appealing.
Sound like a science fiction kind of thing, which is kind of crazy. It's in the central North Pacific Ocean, which is not too far from us. It's high concentrations of pelagic plastics, chemical sludge, and other debris that have been trapped by the currents of the North Pacific gyre.
Oh my.
Estimates of the size, this is just mind-blowing, estimates of the size range from 270,000 square miles.
Square miles, folks.
To more than 5.8 million square miles, okay? 41% to 8.1%, 0.41% to 8.1% of the size of the Pacific Ocean.
That's a lot of floating trash.
8% of the Pacific Ocean. Some media reports have it up to twice the size of the continental United States. Holy moly. Now, no one really knows the size because you can't see large items from a boat. The mass mostly consists of small particles, plastic particles suspended at or just below the surface, making it impossible to detect by aircraft or satellite. And I got most of that information from Wikipedia, and I've seen other reports that corroborate that. Oh my God. And we're like almost done. Then there's the plastic bottle plague, you know, and we'll give you some statistics on that from greensmart.biz. But what we can do is, you know, try to minimize plastic in our lives and use plastic more intelligently, right? Reuse. Lisa is the queen of that. Remember to use your reusable bags for shopping, buy in bulk, reuse what you can, and recycle. And we're going to have a lot more information on the Green Divas Radio Show website.
Well, that was fun. Remember to tune in to the Green Divas Radio Show next week to hear another installment of Sleeping Naked is Green, based on the book by Vanessa Farquharson. This segment was sponsored by Essentia, the outrageously comfortable natural memory foam mattress, so you can sleep green and healthy. Find out more at myessentia.com.
Yeah, you know, that I know there was a lot more, so much more information than we got to. And Paul had something on that that you were going
to
tell us about.
Oh, it that's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's very hard to digest.
It doesn't biodegrade.
Yes, I was sharing when I saw the subject that on my trip to California last fall for the Slow Money National Gathering,
yeah,
which was quite fascinating. We were fortunate enough to catch an exhibit at the Marine Mammal Center of an artist who did an installation called Washed Ashore. So I think if folks do a search on that, I'm sure it's an exhibit that's traveling to other places now, having done its time at the Marine Mammal Center, which is a beautiful facility just outside of Sausalito. And they're huge installations of all found plastic washed up on the shores of Oregon.
Wow.
And these things were, you know, like a 10-foot tall jellyfish out of, you know, milk jugs and,
right,
and kind of used different materials, big hunks of styrofoam, bigger than I've ever seen,
yeah,
that they assembled to represent kind of like an iceberg or a floating mass. But all kinds of fish and turtles and starfish made out of found plastic.
Right, like,
and
sculpted,
while they were beautiful,
yeah,
it was quite saddening to think that
disturbing,
all of that is,
yeah,
you know, coming from the oceans and the impact that it has, not just on our beaches in this case, but on all the fish and life in the oceans.
Yeah.
They're seeing it as food and digesting it, and that's what they're seeing at the Marine Mammal Center with,
yeah,
you know, some of the harbor seals and other species that they're pulling off of the oceans and,
yeah,
poor health because they're either tangled in it or they've ingested it.
Well, I just want to remind everybody that all the things we talk about, you can read about in a post later on our website, thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com.
Don't we'll have forget all, the.
I know, because we are the Green Divas.
Yeah.
The originals. So all the websites and things that we talk about will be on there.
Yeah. Every week we do a link called the, you know, links and resources for whatever show it is.
It takes us a little while because we're a small operation. So we have to get home from the studio, plug everything in. So by 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time today, it'll all be up.
You know, someday we're going to have helper minions.
And we'll anybody do this wants all to live. Volunteer, by the way, for
wouldn't it be fun to be able to do
give
it
us
live?
A call,
you know,
right?
Like have all the stuff
great.
Interactive.
There's room
know.
Here for more folks at WMTR to come and join you. And
yeah, our little studio has room.
Absolutely.
So if you've always wanted to not be heard on the radio, you can come.
You can join Silent Jesse, who wasn't able to get to the studio today because of the snow.
Yeah, she's in Staten Island, so.
Oh, that's a hike.
It is. All right. Well, Lisa, it's time for your take two and call Green Diva Lisa in the morning segment.
I sort of thought about, you know, the storm that was coming in, and I thought about what we would do in these cold winter days while we're maybe inside, not because we're stuck, but because our rhythms have changed and we have stuff to do. So I thought of some ideas and projects for winter days. So one of the things I've noticed myself is that my pants are a little tighter than they used to be. I'm gonna say it's from the long johns that I wear.
Oh, cotton not, shrinks over time.
You mean not all the fun and festive food we ate over the holidays?
Not all the snuggling in and eating that I'm doing. One thing that you can do is take a rubber band, loop it around your pant, the buttonhole of your pants, and then loop the end around your button, and that gives me just enough room to be that much more comfortable.
Oh, my goodness. What a great idea. You're so darn clever.
I love to recycle rubber
bands. And it's fashionable, too.
So wait, wait a minute. So she sits around in the winter thinking of ways to expand the pants.
And to use those rubber bands that I get that are wrapped around newspapers and things.
Broccoli to waistbands. I always wondered what I could do with that thick little rubber band.
There you go.
Those
now
big purple things. Yeah, I save them all, too.
So another thing is, you know, a lot of times we have cookie sheets that are no longer desirable for baking anymore.
Oh, you mean like the ones that are all scratched up
or rusty
up,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of throwing them away at this time of year, you can put them right by the door. And then when you walk in with your wet boots and shoes, put them on there to take up the water so you don't get your floors all wet.
Oh,
and if you don't like the look of them as is, you can cover them with an old beach towel or stick them in an old pillowcase so they look a little more decorative by the door.
I was going to say spray paint them, but that's probably not really environmentally friendly, right?
That's one demerit.
That's right. That's the diva, not the green.
Oh, man.
Is it true it makes your shoes smell like cookies?
Butter shoes.
It could. And if you, another thing you can do with those boots that you stick by the door is take all wine bottles, which I tend to have plenty of, and put them in your boots to stand them up so that they dry more, you know, nicely while they're standing up.
Wow. That is way too clever for me. But I'm back on the, is there a way to paint this thing, you know, and be green? Like, can you use... You know what I mean? Because
you can recycle paint that you have in the garage rather than getting rid of it.
There's got to be some non-VOC.
And there are some wonderful.
There are some wonderful.
To know VOC paints out there and in some of the traditional brand names.
That might work on old metal or, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just checking.
Let's see. Being inside more in the winter also inspires me to clean things out and organize. I did a whole post last week, I think it was, or the week before, about organizing things. But once again, it's a really good time to go through closets and drawers. And do yourself a favor. Do one thing at a time. Don't get too overwhelmed. Open a drawer, take everything out of it, and organize it. Or open a closet, take everything out, and then organize it. And while everything's out, you're going to want to clean.
Well, you know, while everything's out, you realize that's a disaster. You can't leave it out.
You can't leave it out. But you want to clean the closet or the drawer before you put everything back in. So I'm going to recommend, especially when all those doors and windows are closed, is start to investigate and look at all of these alternatives, either DIY cleaners or... there's plenty of great
DIY. You mean do it yourself.
You can make things. We have things on the internet that on our website, thegreendivas.com, where you can look up and see some of the organic, or there's even a vegan list that I have on there for cleaning products.
And so then
by the way, there are 83,000. Man-made chemicals in household cleaners, in household cleaning products that we use in the U.S. So let's not use those. Let's go to the cleaning.
Yeah, you can find things
so
in
your cupboard.
So while
you're cleaning out a closet, you're also then possibly pulling out stuff that you go, wow, I haven't used that in a couple of years. Maybe I could get rid of it. So then you've got some things to share.
Right. You can either repurpose those things and, you know, if you find a big old T-shirt that's extra large that you don't need anymore, you can turn that into a skirt that you can wear in the summertime.
Really?
Or if you find an old sweater, which yeah. I've been looking
yeah,
for somebody to give me.
Yeah, Paul was looking skeptical about the skirt thing. I don't know.
Well, maybe not for you.
My legs get cold. No, I'm a pants guy.
But as I said, I've been looking for sweaters so that I can make some mittens this winter. So if I,
well,
know.
And we, we're also finding that, you know, particularly in tough economic times, things that we may not be using that are still perfectly usable can be, you know, a godsend to someone in need.
Right.
And so a lot of the resale shops, great way to repurpose or reuse in its original form.
Or donate to the Goodwill.
Great services like Freecycle out there, which is a really cool way to work with other people in your community to find and match things with households in need. And
I'm a big fan of Goodwill because not only do they do workforce training programs for people who are trying to get back into the workforce, but in terms of your e-waste, your electronic waste, they actually recycle electronic waste.
Terrific.
So they're very good at that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they provide services.
Salvation Army. There's all kinds
of
places to
donate. Well, and in the Morristown area, for folks near us, the Market Street Mission, their great resale shop, which lost everything in the big flood from the hurricane. For those of us in the area here, think of the institutions and organizations that can benefit from your generosity and pass on your reusable things to other folks.
And then, of course, if you want to spend some time, if you haven't sold anything online before, take some time this winter to learn about how to sell things online through eBay, Craigslist, and you can get eBay for Dummies. There's the book there that you
can, I got to get that.
You can learn about how to resell, and then you can resell books on Amazon.com, and I'll have a couple other sites that you can sell books from. And while you're online, speaking of learning, if you want to learn something new, almost there's a YouTube instructional video about almost anything you want to learn. If there's a computer program that you want to learn more about, you can go on YouTube. There's probably, you know, just Google what you want to learn about and spend a little time on the internet.
Yeah, you can do that in the winter. And I was going to say also about the books. You mentioned, you know, selling books, but there's a lot of really nice book swap things, and I don't have them in front of me, but book sharing places and swapping things.
Many municipal recycling centers provide that service. Ours has a little shed full of books that people can
I was in our town hall in Booton Township, and I was just, you know, getting my marriage license and all that fun stuff. And I was yakking with the clerk, and I said, you know, our town's so cool. She said, yeah, you know, we have a book swap. And she walked me into the other room, and there was like this huge library of cool books.
Oh, do they have books on tape there too?
Well, that I don't know.
I am such a fan of that when I travel.
Well, all of Lisa's cool ideas.
And more than I haven't even talked about on the website at thegreendivas.com.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll be yakking more with Paul.
And Ben.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
How toxic is your dry cleaning? Learn more about safer dry cleaning coming right up.
Hey, Meg, I have to get some presents, and of course I have to buy green. Got any ideas where to go?
Yeah, buygreen.com is my favorite place to shop online for anything green. Here, check this out.
Ooh, look at that great rating system.
It's simple, clear, look at all the goodies. One-stop shopping for home or office.
Ooh, wait, did you see that bag?
Buygreen.com, a Green Diva's trusted source for great green shopping. 85% of dry cleaners in the U.S. use perchloroethylene, or PERC, in their dry cleaning process. PERC is a synthetic volatile organic compound, or VOC. Minimal contact can cause dizziness, headaches, drowsiness, nausea, and skin and respiratory irritation. Prolonged exposure has been linked to liver and kidney damage and cancer. Yikes! To avoid PERC, wash your delicate items at home and take them to the local cleaner for pressing only. Or try professional wet cleaning with liquid carbon dioxide. It's VOC-free and eco-friendly. Beware that not all so-called organic dry cleaners are non-toxic or safe for the environment.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Have you or someone you care about gone through cancer treatments recently? Chances for survival are better than ever. But to support complete healing, call Dr. Kathy Ostroff, a certified clinical nutritionist helping post-cancer patients bring their bodies back into balance. Her highly individualized programs are based on detailed blood analysis that highlight critical imbalances. Call Dr. Ostroff at 973-822-2529. That's 973-822-2529.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
I love our welcome back music. It's so kind of upbeat and happy. Welcome back to the Green Divas radio show. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa.
And guest green dude, Paul. I
you almost
stuttered
said,
there. I
you like, almost said guest green dude, Scott.
Yeah, Scott? My brother's name is Scott.
Is it really?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay,
we call
so
him Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for that Scottish accent. I don't do a Scottish brogue very well. Okay, so it's time for drum roll, please. We're going to pick the winner of the Eco-Friendly Printer Know Your Green quiz from last week. And the question was, what sector contributes most to the greenhouse gas emissions? A, transportation. B, agriculture. C, electric power generation. Or D, industry. And guess which one it is. Go ahead, Paul. You wanted to do this.
I'm guessing it's electric power.
You got it.
You got that
right. And the second, and just according to a couple of different sources, the next one is industry, you know, industrial production. And then is transportation. And the next one is agriculture.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
And actually, you know, residential and consumer is the smallest, you know, thing, which is kind of depressing because you think you want to make a difference. But anyway.
Well, you can make a difference with
using less electricity.
Yes. Using less
electricity. Talk a little bit about some of the other things going on. Well, electricity was a big issue for us in the last couple of weeks.
Well, it was, wasn't it? Okay, so let's
put my hand into the hat
guess
here
and pick one random out of the people who guess correctly.
Let's see.
Which one?
I'm handing it over. This was official.
All right.
And the winner is
Laureen Marston.
Laureen, congratulations. You will get a $50 gift certificate from the eco-friendly printer.
Wow.
I will be contacting you through Facebook with some details on how to redeem that and get, or not redeem it, but get it, then redeem it, right? All right.
Well,
listen.
Greg's got great products. He's got such interesting papers. And,
he does. Yeah, and he can do small, stuff. Like, you know, small print projects or whatever.
Yeah.
I think we have Ben on the line.
Wow.
Yeah.
ESP. You don't even have to answer the phone to know who's there.
Isn't that great?
Booga booga.
Thank
impressed.
You, Mike. Okay, hold on. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Welcome to the Green Divas radio show. Thanks for calling in.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And Paul, I think you know Ben.
I do know Ben, and you have met him as well. Ben Walmer is a easily could be described as a Renaissance man, I suppose.
I thought you were going to say
no
rebel.
Oh, well, that too, in a very good way. Ben's a principal architect with Lim Architects.
Oh, yeah. I know
Ben. Of Somerville. But he doesn't just stop with shelter. He's a big advocate for the food and shelter mix. So
awesome.
For those of us that like full living.
Yeah.
And Ben is a chef and a dad and a soon-to-be farm owner.
Oh, you're really right. He is a Renaissance
stuff
man.
Going on.
He
so,
really is.
You know, you could take a lead from us if you ever need to fill, you know, 5 minutes,
yeah.
10 minutes. We've got you for, what, 2 hours, Ben?
We could talk. Sure. Thanks, Paul.
Well, Ben, we met ever so briefly. I was sitting behind you. I was that stunning woman sitting behind you at the communityearth.org eco exchange a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, when we were.
Yes, I recall. Yeah, that was great. That was a good night.
And so I guess we wanted to talk to you a little bit about all the activity that's going on out in your neck of the woods in Long Valley, western Morris County here, with some farm ventures. And Flocktown Farm has a nice ring to it, I've heard.
Great. Well, yeah, that's that would be the ag enterprise that Paul referenced that I'm beginning to really sort of aggressively develop, and will presumably be my own ag enterprise, although I'm trying to do a careful job of maintaining good boundaries here and remember that I'm an architect and that farming is very difficult, and I hope to bring a lot to the table. But we are working with some young farmers, and it's about a 50-acre existing preserved piece of farmland that we want to turn into a sort of, I would say, a boutique sustainable ag enterprise that's incorporating a number of elements. What I'm really interested in creating, and this, I guess, is everything to me is design. So as an architect, I see this being an opportunity to kind of design an ecosystem, both from the agricultural standpoint as well as a stewardship standpoint, as well as a business ecosystem. So it's a bit of an experiment, and I hope that it serves well as kind of a laboratory for my art, for my design practice, and also work in event design. So
when you talk about agriculture, you're talking about creating a sustainable agricultural experiment, you know, here regionally.
Absolutely, yeah, and I think that at least what I'm hoping we're contributing to is an existing, very robust and exciting agricultural sort of reality here in New Jersey in general, but in the Highlands of New Jersey, that also has quite a history as well. So we're just tying into what is a very, I think, amazing agricultural fabric here, and hoping to help push along that ongoing evolution.
It sounds like you'll be reinvigorating the image of New Jersey, the Garden State.
Yes, I think that that notion really does sort of ring true for a lot of people, and it makes sense. So it's exciting, and I think it's great for New Jersey.
And Ben and I have had the pleasure of presenting to the Morris County Agricultural Development Board. Did I get that right, Ben?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I always switched words around in that one. talking through an introduction from the freeholder Nordstrom to look at the regional food system, and Morris County could use some more infrastructure. So we're looking for something we call a food hub that can be an aggregate for farmers and a redistribution point to institutions, chefs, and possibly even consumers to connect the local agricultural economy.
That is such a great idea.
And keep put more local food on people's plates, whether they're eating at home or out in restaurants.
Yeah, I'd say, I don't know for sure, but it seems to me like Morris County, you know, up until more recently in the last 10 years or so, hadn't had as much farms as it used to, right? And that sort of...
Paul, tell them the statistics that you discovered, a month or two ago about Morris County. Are pretty impressive.
Yeah, Morris County is in the top tier of agricultural economy across the state. So even though we are only tapping into a small percentage of the usable farmland out there, we are already a player in the state.
Is and that I think, more recent, though, like over the last few 10 years, maybe?
That I'm not sure.
All right, that's cool.
Sure. But what we're seeing is, you know, there are environmental... certainly aspects of sustaining the land and using it productively, restoring nutrients from the right mix of crops and tending to the land. And there's issues of security and food resiliency.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, not every town can be self-sufficient. So it's a regional issue that people need to work together on, and by lessening the food miles traveled, it has all kinds of environmental, social, and economic impacts, which is our triple bottom line assessment. Now, Ben, we mentioned that you are also a chef, and the three of us here at the show were all lucky enough to be at the Morris County Sunday Supper Series, the inaugural event. We've been talking about our friends from Grassroots earlier in the show.
Oh, yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about the Highlands Dinner Club.
Yes.
Well, the Highlands Dinner Club, I guess we're coming up on 3 years since we were founded, and it's really, most fundamentally, it's the cultural production piece of my design firm, and in a lot of ways, kind of the catalyst for bringing me into that food and design, agricultural design space. Highlands Dinner Club is a mobile culinary and social laboratory, and we've done events, a lot of our events are in New York City. We're increasingly doing events in New Jersey, and we've done some events around the country. Wherever we go, we really try to focus in and collaborate in a very sort of face-forward way with farmers and other food innovators and chefs, certainly. So it really, I think it's kind of the table is a very important place where a lot of things can happen. I think it's pretty obvious that it's a universal thing for people around the world throughout history and going forward. So we really like to experiment with the table, where you set it, where you have an event, and who you bring to that table.
Wow.
And use the food. You know, the food is this universal thing that brings people into conversation and expands the experience. And that sort of pleasurable experience, I think, is a great medium in which to talk about important issues and come up with new ideas for things. So
wow,
that's what Highlands Dinner Club does.
So it's partly, farm to table. You're kind of bringing some regional producers into the production side of the food, and then bringing people around a table to discuss.
Yeah, and as we saw at the Sunday Supper Series and those to come, it's also a wonderful opportunity to bring the chefs and farmers together and food innovators and even chefs among chefs.
Yeah.
They're so busy
share
at
ideas
their
and,
place
yeah.
of business, they don't get as much time to innovate and network. And so the events that the Highlands Dinner Club has produced are furthering innovation and building relationships beyond the impact on the public.
Oh, I want to be invited to the next one.
You have a website, right? Is that
Absolutely.
The highlandsdinnerclub.tumblr.com?
You got it, yep.
That's all right. Well, I will post that on our website
Thank you very much.
People to find.
Awesome.
That is so.
Just one quick thing about that. I think one of the relevant to the whole conversation we're having here is that, bringing people around the table is certainly something that we've heard about, and I think a lot of people are concerned about, that fewer and fewer people and families are taking the time or having the time to gather around the table together. And I think sort of a similar trend is what we're seeing in the evolution of the small farm economy, which I think is a bit of a reinvention. You know, we're finding new models to make small farm models work economically. I think we're discovering a new way to make the table a part of our culture, a part of our families, a part of our daily experience again. So
love it.
I think the dinner club is just one version of that, but it's happening in a lot of ways. So it's exciting.
Well, we will definitely stay in touch with you because I think we'll want to talk to you further, and I'd love to have you write something for our blog too or borrow.
Now, the kitchen table is something I have talked about forever, it is a way that it's something that we have lost, and bringing it back, having time to visit, is a way to bond as human beings again.
That's what we definitely need that. Thanks for calling in, Ben. I'm really glad you called in, and we'll put your information on our website, and we will stay in touch.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben. Talk to you
soon. Thanks,
Ben. All right. Stay warm.
Wow.
Yeah, we should be saying the same to him. He lives up on Schooley's Mountain.
Oh, I know.
They get a little bit more precipitation than we do.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, he's a great Very interesting guy. Great guy. Beautiful family. And,
Jack of all trades.
Three or four generations of farmers in his blood.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, yeah,
raised on a fruit farm.
I know.
Which is why he knows.
Pennsylvania area.
Which is why he qualifies the hard work that it takes to be a farmer.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
He's watched it.
So, yeah, there's great stuff coming up. I was going to mention, we have some time to maybe share some upcoming events.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to make sure we had enough time for you.
Yeah, I could have engaged Ben further in this.
Oh,
he may have known more details than I'll be able to share at this moment, but the joys of the web will allow our listeners to go on to the site if they have an interest. This next weekend is the NOFA, the Northeast Organic Farmer Association's Winter Conference, taking place at Princeton University in Princeton. And it's 2 days of just incredible workshops and presentations and keynote speakers.
The Garden
all
State
around,
at its best,
yes,
right?
The Organic Garden State.
Yeah, the Organic Garden State. Yeah, I like that.
So this has a track for all different players in the sustainable agriculture movement, from beginning farmers to those more experienced to folks that are more involved in production or marketing or community building. So you can go on the, I believe it's NOFANJ.org website and get more information about that. This week, there's a wonderful opportunity for folks to follow up on another event sponsored by the Community Earth folks that Lisa mentioned earlier, that had hosted the Eco Exchange conversation on local food. They have a new series coming up called Real Green, and Real is spelled R-E-E-L. It's a film series.
Film series, yeah.
And
right up my alley.
Economics of Happiness will be their feature film this Thursday evening at 6:30. At the Unity Charter School, for folks who have not seen the new Unity Charter School.
And he's looking at me because I have not seen the new one.
It is just an incredible facility. And for a school that's been teaching from a sustainability curriculum for, I've lost track, more than a dozen years, maybe closing in on 15 now, way ahead of the curve, in a beautiful new facility at an address that was made for them. The address of the new Unity Charter School is One Evergreen Place in Morristown.
That's so cute.
So I believe there is a meetup group for Community Earth that has all the details on the film night. And then we're also excited. So much going on in this area. The Slow Food Northern New Jersey organization is hosting their wildly successful winter market, where they bring farmers and food artisans together and give folks who are longing for the farmers market to start, which, you know, is still so many months off. So at Morristown High School on Saturday, February 11th, the winter market takes place with a snow date of the 12th, which we hopefully won't need, taking place at Morristown High at the corner of Early and Atno Avenues in Morristown.
Wow. Yay.
Yeah, very cool stuff. And I made mention earlier.
There's actually a website for that, too, slowfoodnnj.org, but I'll share that on the web.
It'll be on thegreendivas.com.
Great organization and the wonderful food. You'll be able to actually purchase food at this event.
Really? Will it be, you know, like winter root sort of stuff, but also maybe
Proteins and meats and cheeses.
Will there be anything like
honeys and
jarred pickled kind of
There may
canned
in fact
stuff?
Be, yeah. I believe they may have an exhibitor list growing on the Slow Food website that Lisa mentioned.
Yikes.
Excellent.
And I know they had to move to a bigger location because last year it was
popular. I bet some of the CSAs will be there.
There are a number of CSAs So people interested in community-supported agriculture memberships or shares, as they call them, can certainly be informed of the options they have, and there may be
now's the
opportunity
time
to subscribe.
Signing up.
This
for
is
one
when the
for
farmers
the spring.
Need to know, you know, how many people are they growing for, and what are the resources they have to work with.
Well, I know Genesis Farm like runs out of shares by February, sometime in February, because it's a very and they're usually at these slow food.
Yeah, well, we have so many now growing. Flocktown will be a new CSA that Ben mentioned, and we've got Valley View in the Morristown area and Genesis Farm you mentioned. So There's really great stuff going on. And I know we're running out of time, so we won't get to all the incredible things going on in the work I'm involved in. But one thing I wanted to mention, which is just an incredible accomplishment by the administration and the mayor, Mayor Doherty, and the town council in Morristown to, within the last couple of weeks, procured a new energy supplier for electricity for the town.
I love this.
Right on.
We have been able to show that sustainability makes sense, and in this case, dollars, and many of them. We were able to get a new energy provider that is now supplying us with a 50% certified green mix of renewable energy, and we're able to save the taxpayers of Morristown $250,000 over 2 years.
Wow.
So we're able to do well by doing good and save taxpayers money, lower our carbon footprint, and lessen the impact of our energy uses on those communities that are located so close
to
the coal power.
And this should be a standard and a blueprint. And anybody who wants to learn more from other communities, we have people all over the country that listen.
Absolutely.
Should get in touch with Paul, get in touch with us.
Yeah, actually one of the greatest resources, and we could do a whole show on this, and we may do that at some point, is the Sustainable Jersey program.
Yes.
SustainableJersey.com is a blueprint, certainly for New Jersey communities, but any community, as to how to get on that path towards a more sustainable future.
Awesome.
Well, it looks like going local is the new organic. We talked about that before, and it will be economical as well.
It's good to know. Well, we've really run out of time, but I just want to thank you for coming in, Paul, on
My
this
pleasure.
Snowy Saturday, and thank you all for tuning in. Please go visit us on the web in between and Facebook, and we'll be back next week. Have a great green week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.